the time of the year when, in the northern hemisphere anyway, the seasons, the weather, seems to match the cycles of the church year. We celebrated Harvest Thanksgiving around the time when the things that have been growing and bringing life slowly begin to die or are taken from the earth. The days grow shorter and cooler. Snow and rain become intermingled, and many of us put glowing pumpkins out on our doorsteps to try and bring back a little bit of the light. Soon those glowing pumpkins will be replaced by Christmas lights. But here, at the end of October into the first few days of November, come some of the holiest days of our church year. All Saints' Eve, or All Hallows' Eve, Halloween, this past Thursday, where we bring out the light and dress up as scary characters to remind ourselves that death doesn't win. It doesn't get the last word. All Saints' Day, 2 days ago on Friday, but which we're celebrating this morning, where we celebrate the communion of saints, the apostles, martyrs, prophets of the church who've gone before us. And All Souls' Day, yesterday, when we remember the ordinary followers of God who sought to be faithful in their own ways, in their own times, and who've also gone before us. Today, when we come together as a Christian community here at St. George's, we celebrate them both, the saints and the souls, those we love but see no longer. Those who have run the race before us and are a part of that great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. Just who are these people? Saints come in all shapes and sizes. They come in all varieties. But in the Sermon on the Plain, which we read from the Gospel of Luke today, Jesus focuses on those who receive particular attention. Those who are poor, those who are hungry, those who are crying, those who are hated or ostracized. This is the pattern of Jesus' ministry. Those who are first shall be last, and those who are last shall be first. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but those who are humbled will be exalted. The mighty will be cast down from their thrones and the proud scattered, but the lowly will be lifted up, and the hungry filled with good things. It's a list of saints that the world often struggles to understand. They aren't the glorious ones who've done extraordinary things in the world. They aren't necessarily the most popular or the ones that we see seated around our holiday feast tables. There are those who are often overlooked. They're everyday folks, often struggling to get by. In the middle of the 3rd century, the Roman Emperor Valerian decided that all of the Christians had to be outed and that all the bishops, priests, and deacons of the church must be put to death immediately and all of their wealth confiscated and put into the imperial treasury. A young deacon named Lawrence was in charge of that treasury of the church, and he was also responsible for handing out alms to those who needed it most. When he heard that the emperor was going to seize all of the church's money, he took it and gave it all away to the poor and the marginalized in Rome instead. 3 days later, when Lawrence was summoned to come and hand over all of the church's wealth, he came before the Roman officials and brought with him all of the people who he'd helped, the poor, those who were suffering, those who were marginalized because of disease or disability. Then he presented them to the officials, saying, "Here are the true treasures of the church." Here are the true treasures of the church, the ordinary people, those who are overlooked by society, those who are poor, those who are hungry, those who weep, our family members and loved ones, those who we love, those we mourn. These are the treasures of the church, the riches of our inheritance. These are the communion, the community of saints who are connected to each other through Christ, through the Christ in whom we live and move and have our being. This communion defies logic. It defies social expectations and norms. It brings together those who would never ordinarily be found in the same room. It creates a new reality, a new existence in which we are all sustained by the love and the mercy of God and continue to welcome all. It's what, in the words of the letter to Ephesians, it's what gives us the hope to which God has called us, letting us in on the secret of what are the riches of God's glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of God's power for us who believe. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that brings us all, the living and the dead, the communion of saints and those still running the race, brings us all together in the church, in the body of Christ, so that we might all know Christ in us, the hope of glory. Alleluia. Amen.